The old woozy, they go cold. Didn't you ever used to put flies, catch flies, put them in the fridge?
No, I never caught a fly and put it in the fridge.
Because then they go really cold.
Yeah.
And they don't die, they just get really woozy. And then you... Do you ever used to do this?
No.
You put the flies in the fridge so they get really cold.
Yeah.
And then they sort of go to sleep. Then you get like a couple of lolly sticks. And everything sort of glued them together and sort of crosswise.
Yeah.
That way and put a little tail on.
Yeah.
And put a bit of glue.
You can see by my eyes spinning around in my head.
The flies out of the fridge.
And now you can look around a minute and say, did anyone else do this?
Yeah. And you put them across, like, the wing. You make a little aeroplane. You put them, fly them across the wing of them, glue them on, and then leave them until they warm up. And then when they warm up, they take off and they fly the plane.
No, they don't.
They do, yeah.
A fly can't carry a lolly stick.
No, you put 5 or 6 of them. You put them on. You got these things.
5 or 6. Five or six. No, did you?
A little balsa wood.
This is imagined.
All kinds. You used to make little planes out of it, and the flies used to fly around.
No,
your day long.
How exactly? How would you prepare your day with balsa wood and paper making?
Yeah, just make a little bit of anything. You make it.
You've seen this happen.
Yeah.
You just
no. Yeah, once you found out that you could
put said I've never seen coloured television.
We used to, as kids, once you found out you could put them in the fridge and they used to go cold, you could do anything with you.
Yeah, I know.
While they were sleeping, you'd attach them to things, and when they woke up, they'd fly off.
Did they have to dance on the wing? Like, you know, the
wing walkers. Wing walkers.
You'd
get like candle wax and put it on there and set their feet into it. And so when they flew,
they'd
take it with them.
Come on.
How did you get the idea?
Candle wax and setting their feet in them.
I'm surprised you never did that.
Well, so the first bit, getting a fly and putting it in the fridge, I can just about imagine that might be something.
Yeah, it falls asleep.
Of course, you know, any hygiene bureau or two, that's exactly what you should do. Introduce the fly to the fridge.
We didn't used to say that, I can understand. Put blue bottles in the fridge.
But the balsa wood paper and wax thing, I think, is a pure ad lib invention. I'm all for it, but...
you get all kinds of things flying about the room.
How long could they fly with this contraption on them?
I mean, they didn't last a great deal of time because generally their legs used to
buckle from under them.
Come off the waxy thing. But
you could get them
to take off and fly for
before the standard shape of an aircraft, when you see those things that had about 20 layers that collapse in the middle. was it that kind of deal?
No, just any simple little shape that looked very sort of vaguely like an aeroplane.
What did the flies feel about all this?
They didn't survive very long after,
the warmed up fly next to you, just getting his senses back, you're stuck in the wet, saying, what do you think we are?
I don't know.
30,000
feet?
What is that? What is that on our backs?
I can't move my legs.
I think, you see, the terrible thing is, I think there's a grain of truth in all this. I think you really did do this.
You did, yeah.